Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
It home more for us to do God's will this year. You have to be, tell someone, be connected and let's do life together so we can affect people together for God's kingdom. Praise God. So your job description as a church member, your JD, so it's in the scripture. I didn't manufacture it. I didn't, you know. You have description, you have a JD at place of work. You think there's a job description in church. You have not just read your Bible very well to understand that. You can't. You can't freelance with God. You can't. Number one, every committed church member, as much as God loves us, how many of you know God is committed to us? If God is not committed to us, he won't give his son to die for our sins. That is a proof of his commitment. So one of the duties of a committed member is devotion to God and the scripture. Devotion to what? Ephesians 4, 11 to 16 in TPT. Be devoted to God and the scripture, growing, learning, and obeying and sharing God's word. So, just I'll read 11. Take me to 15 and 16. So that, because of time, he said, and he appointed what some is, and he appointed some with grace to be what, and some with what grace to be what, and some with grace to be what, and some with grace to be what, and some with grace to be what, 15. Said, but instead we will remain strong and always sincere in our love as we express the truth. All our direction and ministry will flow from Christ and lead us deeper into him, the anointed head of his body, the church. Praise God. See, said, for his body has been formed in the image and is closely joined together and constantly connected as one. And every member has been given divine what? To contribute to the growth of what? And this gift operates effectively throughout the whole body. We are built up and made perfect what? In love. So the question is, which part of the body are you in Lighthouse? 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. So let me take this a bit further. If you are devoted to God and the scripture, you cannot be tossed to and fro. If you are devoted to God as a good local church member and reading the scripture, woes will be will not collect money from you. And that's the truth. Because the word of God is true. Do you know what the word of God does to you? The word of God prepares you for what is ahead. God is aware of tough times. God knows that there will be challenges in life. But rightly applying the word of truth, when those things come, you will have something to hold on to. I said you have something to hold on to. There is hope for us as believers. You know why? Because we can't be depressed. We are believers. The Spirit of God rests on the inside of us. You can only find this word in the pages of the scripture. Amen. So, when something happens, Some people, it is when issues happen, you're thinking that somebody is a spirit jinji. And you're just, the person is just caving. Ah, the scriptures are not coming. Amen? And I was sharing this week. Most of the time, when issues happen, yeah, the scripture might not come. That is why you should not forsake the gathering of believers. You can be in a meeting like this and there will be a word of knowledge. And that word of knowledge will be an encouragement to you to keep going. Because at times you are down. You're just trying to pray. The prayers are not coming. You just begin to worship. But when you are in the midst of believers, because God knows your frailty, just one word, a song could just light up. And you begin to sing that song. Praise God. And day by day, you begin to see revelation begins to dawn on you. Glory to God. The word of God is strength to my bone. Amen. So, a committed member is devoted to God, what and what? So that you can help Pastor Ayo to pastor very well. You know, when you know the scripture, so when you come, you make the work easy. We just agree in faith. So, when we are supposed to start a believer's class for you, when there are issues, there is problem. We'll not start quickly. Brother, is she be begging? Because there is something, okay, again, there might be a word that God has spoken to you, and somehow you begin to just want to give up on that word. You might just want to see a counselor, and he's saying, brother, stay on. The grass withered, the flower fade, but the word of God abides forevermore. And strength comes on the inside. That's what the word of God does to you. I find it awkward when people go through issues of life and say they are not coming to church. Where do you want to go to? Hello? Hear this. There is nothing that wants to happen to you that has not happened to somebody before. Do I make sense to you? Yoruba will say, are you ready? It has happened before. But there's a solution in this world. I said there's a solution in this world. And we can both navigate through it. Staying on God's word. Saying what God is saying. Believing with you. Holding your hands in prayer. You lost your job. You say you are not coming to church. Are you going to get a job at home? See, we need to grow up as believers. And I say this with all sense of purpose. Don't let us cave in the midst of situations. Situations are real. Either you are a believer or not, you face the issues of life. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? In fact, it has nothing to do with the faith you believe. They are part of life's balancing equation. Time. Okay. A committed member actively prays with the church and for the church. So the litmus test, how many of you this year you have prayed for your pastor? You are in the house of God. Thank you for your sincerity. One of your duties as a church member is to lift up your set man in the place of prayer. So that when he comes, you know, when we gather, we have not come to meet man. How many of you know that? We have come to meet God. So when you lift him up in the place of prayer, there is fresh revelation. Also know that he's a human being like us. So one of our duties is to pray for our leaders at place of work in church. 1 Timothy 2 emphasizes that. One of our duties also is to use our gifts, physical and spiritual. Please, in capital letter, to use our gifts, physical and spiritual gifts to serve God. 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11. 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11. 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11. Every believer has received grace gifts. So use them to do what? Let's read together. 1, 2, go. See, no man is indispensable. If you are in a unit and you believe nobody can do it, just sit down. There is something about God. And I usually say this jokingly. Yoruba say, when you go to Oshodi, you see heads. There are a lot of people. If you are gifted, that is not the time for you to be arrogant and be proud about it. Use it to serve what? He said, for example, if you have a speaking gift, speak as though God were speaking his word through you. If you have the gift of serving, do it passionately with the strength God gives you, so that in everything God alone will be what? The day you enter a church and you see some flaws, God has called you to correct those flaws. That is a pointer for the unit for you to be. Flesh and blood has not revealed it to me by the Spirit. So, you get into a system. You see some laxity. And you, the truth is, for you to see it, it shows that you can do it. A lot of us, we have any small thing, you'll be texting pastor. Pastor, go and carry the chair. How many things does he want to do? So when you see it as a good church member, devoted, committed, you fill in the space. You do what? And you do it diligently. Praise God. I have 2 points I need to speak about. Okay. One of the duties of a committed local church member is you are faithful in attending the weekly worship services. Hebrews 10:25. You cannot sustain your spirit man by a Sunday service. Amen. And some people say, we are with you in the spirit. Be faithful in attending the week. Physical. That's not the physical. So I ask the question. If it's mandate, because God has given us a free will. That is why we do a lot of things. If God has, just the way you resume at your place of work, God said you should be resuming in church. Are you not going to resume? When you don't have an alternative. So, see, it is in 2020, it is important that we take the things of God seriously. As individual. And that's the starting point of our relationship with God. You are passionate about the things of God. The things of God consume you. He said, this is not the time to pull away and neglect meetings together, as some have formed the habit of doing. In fact, we should come together even more what? So you attend a wonderful church that only have service. Midweek service is one. How many of you grew up with those churches? So let me, I was born into a church. So don't let me mention them. So on Sunday school is 8 to 9. Service is 9 till when the Spirit release. I'm not joking. Well, I've not been there in a long while. And you didn't take breakfast to church. And God helped you. The pastor preaching, the Spirit of God came down that day. In his full form. Maybe by 2 o'clock they will release you. And you come back for evening service, 5 o'clock. No, there's worker service, then evening service 6. On Tuesday, there is Bible study. On Thursday, there is prep. On Friday, there is prayer. So when I got to university, it was a good time to escape. When I got to university, and my mother called me at that convention, I said, I'm in school. The convention is 9 days, back to back. You do early morning tonic. That early morning tonic, the GO will preach from 7 to 12. Opening the... Aleko. So, they will start like, you know those songs? They sing those... You now start opening the scriptures. Eschatologies. You now come back for afternoon session. I cannot forget. You know why? For a long period of time, my life was like that. So when it's afternoon, myself and my friend will now go to UI Zoo. And if they are doing head count, you are not found there, you are in trouble. So we sneak back for evening miracle service. And the miracle service, the Holy Spirit is going to move. And when the Holy Spirit moves, you don't know the time the Holy Spirit is going to release you. When I got my admission letter, I said, thank you, Jesus. What a good way. And I now found out I was not the only one in that shoe. So when we got to campus, when we got to the fellowship, oh, your father is a pastor. I said, thank God I got this admission. Thank God. So we made it easy for us. Just one Wednesday. Midweek service. That's not too bad. Some people go to church every day. Another function of a church member, your job decision, is you contribute financially to the local church. Oh, time. If I close here, it will be good. You contribute financially what? So, a local church does a lot of things. A local church does a lot of things. So, it is not wise for the church leadership to come up and tell you people that can't pay house rent that they've helped. They do quite a lot of things. And the last time, I mean, the leadership of Lighthouse, we don't run a venture. Amen? We don't run a business venture. We don't. We give to the cause of humanity. Just 2 weeks ago, we have one of our missionaries that was here. We give. Now, when you give in Lighthouse, you give to the cause of the gospel. When you give to Lighthouse, you give to the cause of the gospel. In whatever way, we are spreading the gospel through your giving. And one of the ways was the woman that came from Senegal. We have a whole lot of them like that. They don't necessarily attend this church because, it's, like I said, it's the body. Are they fulfilling part of the mandate of the gospel? Yes. If it is yes, then we support the cause. Somebody is bereaved, we rally around. Somebody can't pay medical bills, we come around. There are some issues that could be overwhelming. So we step in as believers. We are one family. We are one big family. We see what is it that we can do to ease this stress. How many of you have been a beneficiary of a local church? It might not be Lighthouse. Can I see your hand? Thank you. God bless you. Let's dwell more on what is good that the church is doing. Praise God. See, if you are fed with the word of God here, hear it. Now, it doesn't matter what you read on the internet. Lighthouse, we believe in tithe and offering. Amen? Don't squeeze your face. I'm going to preach it. I had a revelation of this just 2 weeks ago. I was in pastor's office and one of my friends was sharing with us. He said, when you give your tithe, so you don't give your tithe after you got an alert. Yes, not alarm, alert. And you've removed all your expenditure. The remaining one is what? No. God is the first thing. Amen? God is the first. Now, this is what you did. And he said, when you give God your tithe, what you are saying, God, the remaining one is not enough. But I trust you enough to take care of me. Did you understand that? And that was an insight to me. Because the truth is that till Jesus comes, your salary will not be enough. That is why it is called salary and wages. So, when you trust God, and what happens, because you trust in God, God begins to come through. Do you know it is not everything you buy, you use money to buy? Some of the things might be on your, some things might be on your item that somebody might give it to you. And it's called favor. You know why? There is a recognition of the God factor in your finances. How can you do your 2020 budget and God is not involved? You want to change your car this year. You want to buy. Those things are beautiful. And God is not in the equation of your finances. He said, it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and add no sorrow to it. It is not in the amount of money. It is the grace that is embedded in that money. I have seen grace work. If you have to buy everything you need in life, you have to work throughout your lifetime. But there is a place of the grace factor. And that's what we enjoy as believers. I said, that's what we enjoy as believers. Grace covers us. I said, grace works for us. Apostle was speaking in 1 Corinthians. The church said, they willingly gave. And you see Apostle Paul mentioning names of people that gave to the cause of the gospel. Wherever you see the gospel being propagated, ensure that your money is involved. Ensure that your money is involved. Some people paved the way for the printing of Bibles that you and I have access to. And this revelation dawned on us, and we are partakers of this revelation. Glory to Jesus. So it is important as a church member in a local assembly that you contribute. Now, not only tithe. No church can run successfully on tithe and offering. Yes. They run programs. As we are here, we are running on diesel. You voluntarily give to God. You sow seeds. You give. My sincere prayer is that God will open your eyes to this level of giving. For you to know that we own nothing. We are only blessed by God. We are only blessed by God. You know, the way some of us relate with our finances is this is a dispensation of God's true riches. And God is looking for people that have the capacity. So there are two things to maintain God's riches. One is capacity, two is character. Some of us don't have that capacity. Some of us here, if we get an alarm of 10 million, we won't come to church again. Now, let your perspective of serving God change from today. You don't serve God because of what you want to get from God. You serve God because God is your source. God is not a broker. God is not Baba Ijebu. Apostle Paul had an, he said, even though my outward man perish, he said, my inward man is renewed what? I have given myself to this gospel. He said, for me to live and to do what? To die is gain. For the cause of the gospel. God is looking for people that he can entrust the wealth. Looking for people that have capacity and character. Some husband, hear me. Your money will not come because your wife knows that if that money comes, you marry a second wife. Well, it sounds funny, but that's the truth. My mother usually says this thing. That when you don't have money, that when money comes, it will show your true reflection. Your true nature. Somebody says, I cannot be proud. It's because you don't have money now. If pastor calls, what is pastor calling me for? Doesn't he know that I'm busy? Ah. May you not have that kind of money. So this is the point. May you not have the money that will make you forget your source. Some people, the predicament they are facing today is as a result of the breakthrough that came their way. They never had the capacity to manage it. And once you don't have capacity for something, you mismanage it. You've heard some people say, he once had money. It's a season that God is looking for who to entrust to give us resources. I mean wealth. You've not seen wealth. This generation is one of the best generations in the world. Blessed. Wealth will come massively. The question is, when it comes, are we still going to maintain the same thing? Some people, their humility is by nature. You know that? Their humility is by nature. When the money comes, I'm talking to you and you're sitting and do that. Will you stand up? So it begins. Because, you know, at times when you can buy some certain things, it will post confidence to you, and that's the way you begin to talk, because you can afford it. I pray under God that God will usher into us true prosperity. In the name of our Lord Jesus. True prosperity. True prosperity. One of the duty of a local church member is to contribute financially. One of your, also your duty is to love people irrespective of their differences and faults. So, we come from a family. When your brother does something to you, you can easily forgive. But when he's in church, you take it haywire. The church is a family too. Praise God. I said, praise God. You might not be knitted by blood, but you are knitted by hairs of inheritance. You should live in a loving and honoring relationship with the elders of the church. I said this when I started. Please, please, it's important. Whatever grace you don't submit and respect, you can't be a partaker of that grace. It's important for you to know. So, my admonition this morning, can we be on our feet, please? Let's just... You know, I don't know if you have been blessed by one or two things I've just said. But in 2020, I believe God for an unusual outpouring. Unusual outpouring of His grace. Unusual outpouring of His Spirit over us. That we're going to renew our walk with God in a new way, in a new dimension, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Can we just lift our hands towards heaven this morning? Just say, God, I receive grace. I receive grace to be part of this great vision. I receive grace. Yes, Lord. I can hear us pray. It's a prayer of consecration. Yes. It's a prayer of consecration. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,